Hi. Hello. I'm Dr. Sundaram, a coach, counselor, mentor, and trainer from India. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night in whichever the part of the world you are. You're welcome for my episode on NLP psychology. I'm an NLP trainer, NLP coach, NLP mentor, and above all, your friend. My mission is to help each and every one of you to come out of your own comfort zone. That's all. Take you to the next level of achievement. We may not be connected physically, but we may be connected spiritually. I believe in that. Well, I'm in the field for the last 25 years. You can see my work in over 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts. Starting from counseling to coaching and training and mentoring. Wow, friends. This program is mostly meant for my students, NLP practitioners who are spread across the globe. Well, one of my students have asked me, what is the difference between NLP programming and other subconscious mind programming? I've been listening a lot about different programming being floated in to my mobiles. Wow, great question. Well, the simple answer is NLP is an application psychology when compared to pure psychology. I would classify others as something in between them. Well, there are two types of mind program. What is the objective here? Objective is very simple, to program your mind. Oh, I need not program my mind. It's a good thinking. But you're getting programmed, my dear friend. You're getting programmed. Early in the morning, what is first programming? You're entering into an autopilot mode. The moment you get up, what do? There is a ding, there's a miss, there's a message. And your BP starts raising. Oh, a message is there. I had to go to office. I had to do this homework. I had to do that. You're in autopilot mode. What happens? The same three rituals, okay, relaxation, either schooling, education, or employment. Third is sleep. Please understand, if you don't want to improve, disimprovement will chase you. If you don't want to improve, disimprovement. If you do not have a goal in life, very simple, you will work for other persons who are having a goal in life. So friends, let me discuss about the 3 points here. Number one is auto-suggestion. What is auto-suggestion? Auto-suggestion comes from the old school of hypnosis, self-suggestion, telling something to yourself, I'm happy. Okay. I have improved, I'm a non-smoker, I'm a non-drinker. Oh, that was one particular school of thinking, one generation I used it. I would not say it was wrong. The next generation, revision two, was affirmation. Affirmations was an improvement over auto-suggestion. Affirmation has got a rhythm. Affirmation has got guidelines, how to frame the word so that it motivates you, it excites you. Each and every day, I'm becoming better and better. Each and every day, I'm becoming better and better. You see the rhythm, better and better. Each and every day, I'm becoming better and better and better and better and better. You see the better and better. When you use the word better, better, what happens? Your vocal cords vibrate. So that is where you start using your physiology into your psychology. Earlier, I'm a non-smoker. What's happening? Only the audio portion was working on it. Okay. Now what is happening? You're vibrating your body rhythm, your vocal cords. You're vibrating the top part of your lungs. Kinesthetic aspects. Feeling aspects. And the third is incantation. Incantation, you can go to my other audio podcast and find out what the incantation as an improvement over third version of the subconscious mind programming. incantation, where a lot of visuals are included. The jumping with joy and programming, holding the fish, changing the physiology, changing the psychology. You can do a lot of videos there. You can go to my YouTube also. I have around 300 YouTube videos, so you can see there. Incantation. So friends, there was a revision over the school of programming. First school was think about auto-suggestion. Second school was think about affirmation. Third thing, incantation. I would say NLP is a fourth level of improvement. What is NLP? You know, according to my school students, they know it's nothing but a VAC psychology. Visual, auditory, and kinesthetic psychology. It's a VAC psychology. The visual portion, auditory portion, kinesthetic portion of your brain, the synaptic connection, start working on it. As a result, you start programming for your mind. What is mind programming? It's an 8 hours programming. 8 hours office, 8 hours vacation, 8 hours life, 8 hours paddy field. Like from sowing to reaping, 8 hours. When you go in the night, when you go in your night to sleep, what happened? You're unhappy. You're a little disturbed, you're depressed. You go with the disturbed and depression thoughts to sleep. How do you sleep? Sleep is nothing but a very great wet field. You're sowing all negative thoughts of disturbance, and by the next morning, the paddy is ready for harvesting. What happened? You have sown depression and you have grown with depression. Similarly, early in the morning, oh my God, it's Monday. Same people have to see. Same place I have to see. Same thing is going to happen. Extension of extra day. And you just go into autopilot mode and start working. Next 8 hours, the same thing is feeding. Next 8 hours is feeding. See, we divide NLP, we divide life into one day. One day comes of 3 8 hours. Sleep, work, and relaxation. So sleep, we do not have a control, according to somebody, but we do have a control. So what you have to do is, what actually you are doing, you are sowing your thoughts when you go to sleep in 8 minutes. That is the neck of the bottle. The bigger is the neck of the bottle, bigger is the content you can pour. Similarly, these golden 8 minutes in the night, even if you're depressed, even if you're disturbed, when you go to bed, 8 minutes, close your eyes and do another NLP training program, a lot of exercise I taught you. Well, do that and program your mind. The whole night, you're happy. Because you're happy in the night, next day take over the morning, what happened? Once again, 8 minutes, 8 golden minutes program. You're programming for the whole day. You're programming for the whole day. Very, very clear how the cycle rotates. 8 hours in the night, 8 hours in the daytime. Then the day becomes a week becomes month, month becomes year, year becomes life. You're programming your life. So please, my dear friends, know the difference between what is the other school of thinking and NLP school of thinking, NLP school of thinking, NLP psychology. Some call it NLP as a psychology, NLP calls it programming, mind programming. The most of the NLP training programs which we conduct, I conduct training program in English, Hindi, Telugu and Tamil. You can come to NLP training programs. We have a follow-up session. We have project work. If you're interested in improving yourself to come out of your own prison. What is a prison? Your comfort zone is a prison. If you don't want to stretch, if you're not improving in your life, if you're doing the same thing repeatedly and you're blaming somebody else, nobody else to be blamed, you have to blame yourself. So if you want to break your own comfort zone, come out into success zone or work on the challenge zone, please come in my journey of NLP training program. So today we discussed about 3 types of programming, how it is different from NLP training program. We talked about first is auto-suggestion, number 2 is affirmation, third is incantation, and ultimately how to do NLP program, the golden 8 minutes changes your 80 years of life. So friends, thank you very much. If you have any questions, please see my earlier questions in my YouTube videos, or you can see it in my podcast. And still you have any doubts, please share with me. I'm very happy some of your students, my students have shared how they are using my podcast. They are listening in car, they are downloading it, sharing with friends. I'm very, very grateful, thankful to you. And I'm 62 years old and I'm 62 years young. I'm 62 years young and I have invested some time and some energy for you. I do not know who you are, but yes, as a human sapien, as a human being, you are my next generation. I want you to take this candle to the next level. First thing is, I have invested something for you. I want you to invest some time to subscribe and share my podcast. And I would like to know how you are applying these methods. Thank you very much. See you in next episode. 8 golden minutes of mind programming through NLP. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.